Now, friends, we're going to discuss today the greatest revolution that ever took place. That was the conversion of the Apostle Paul. Now, in the first 9 verses of the 3rd chapter of Philippians, we find that this was a tremendous thing that happened to him, that he had changed his bookkeeping system of the past. And he tells us what he had on one side of the ledger, and then what he had on the other side of the ledger. Now, what happened to Paul was this. On one side of the ledger, when he was a Pharisee under Judaism, he had so many things that he added up, and it made a pretty big total, so much so that he felt that all of these things commended him to God. These things were credits to him. Now, over on the debit side, there was somebody he hated, and that was Jesus Christ, and he was trying to eliminate the followers of Jesus Christ. That was the debit side, the credit side, the debit side. When he met the Lord Jesus on the Damascus Road, he changed his bookkeeping system. What was a debit became a credit. What was a credit became a debit. Now, friends, that's a revolution. Suppose that when I got back the other day off of a conference trip, I'd gone down to the local department store where my wife exercises her marital freedom in using a credit card down there, and she generally has a pretty nice bill. Suppose that I had gone down there when we got back, and I'd said I want to pay the bill, and I handed in a check, and the bookkeeper would have said to me, "Why, Mr. McGee, since you've been gone, we changed our bookkeeping system. What was a debit? It's a credit. What's a credit? It's a debit. And you don't owe us. We owe you." Now, friends, if the economy of this country permitted that to happen, I'd be a millionaire. And I'd be getting instead of giving all the time. And that would be so upsetting that you can talk about what inflation would do and what the monetary system of the world is being shaken today. My friend, that would shake it. That would upset it. Well, that's what happened to Paul on the Damascus Road. He's going to tell us about it now, and he's going to tell us what he had to begin with. Now we come to chapter 3, and now we've come to the prize for Christian living. We've had the philosophy of Christian living. For me to live is Christ, to die, gain. We have seen the pattern for Christian living. And in that pattern for Christian living, we have seen, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now there's a prize for Christian living. And we're going to see that. Paul said he's going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.